Okay, here we are, Facebook Live here from Mexico, and trying to keep my voice down because I'm in the middle of a restaurant. Why am I in the middle of a restaurant? Because this is the only place where they have Wi-Fi. Yeah, dependable Wi-Fi. So I'm actually getting a message here from, first of all, my apologies to Don Crockett, whose emails to us got misfiled. And he gets a voicemail message, so I'm sorry about that, Don. I was just communicating with him, which is why I don't think we're late to the video cast. But
hi, buenas tardes,
buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Yes.
Spanish speaking Maria. And what are we gonna have for dinner? Hey, you know what? Let's take a look at the menu.
Fish.
Which fish is that? There's a whole fish.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're not eating.
We'll have something, a snack, maybe.
We're going to have dinner where they have a whole fish down the street. Describe the whole fish.
So it's the when it arrives on the plate, mm-hmm. it's got everything from the nose
right.
to the tail fin.
Yeah, right.
And they will prepare it for you so you don't have to do all the work if you don't want to. But it's got all the bones and eyes in it.
Yeah, in other words, it's like Noah Cross says to Jake Gittes in Chinatown, which really dates me, but I hope you don't mind. I believe they should be served with the head. Don't you remember that scene?
I don't.
Doesn't matter.
We have a whole fish at Tap Tap.
Yeah. Tap Tap.
This is the first time I ever had that before.
I got to get rid of this gum here. I'm going to put it here. That's all right. I just stuck it under the table.
Oh, you did.
That's very grotesque what I just did, but it's wrong. You guys have a good time. Love you. Thank you. Tyler Barnes is with us. I bet he's starving to death. If not, who's that?
Are you starving to death?
Do they have fresh trout?
Whatever anyway. They have, they catch right here.
Okay, so whatever they have here, or whatever they have in the restaurant that we're going to, they catch in the ocean right here?
Yeah, and it's a fish market.
The ocean right here is where, if you remember Fear the Walking Dead, it's where Madison sent all the zombies to their death. So this ocean has nothing but zombie meat floating in it, and that's what the fish have been feeding on for the last, a couple of years, I guess. So it was a pretty cool day today here in Mexico. Fortunately, because the Wi-Fi service is so crappy, I don't get any news. We're not really seeing much of the news. I do get Twitter, but like I said, they have no Wi-Fi really in the rooms, so we're down here in the restaurant. Let's see, who's saying, hey, Richard is with us, and Chris. I hear they have good fish in the ocean, says Chris King. It's pretty true,
that's
yeah.
That's a good observation.
Yeah. I don't know what really we should do here. I can't really put on a performance in the middle of this restaurant and disturb the customers. And, hey, wait a second, maybe the mariachis will save us. No, I don't think they will.
It's just Saturday night.
Yeah.
Did you post that?
I took a stripper out to dinner, says Mike Crossman once, and her only request was that we go somewhere where she could... Can't see the comment, man. If I see the comment, I gotta bring you on. Anyway, I guess it'll be kind of tough reading some of these comments because they're scrolling a little bit slow. So, what's the prime rib room look like? Well, let's see. Here's the restaurant. There is the painting on the wall. Yeah, that's what it looks like, yeah. It's 6 o'clock here in Mexico, and nobody starts eating dinner here, I guess, until...
Well, the brunch just stopped at 2.
Yeah. It would be a lot cooler if I was up in the room doing this. Of course, that's what she said. let's see. What can we talk about? Well, let me just comment to the folks that are out there with us. Barry Massey asked for the waiter for a couple of Coke bottles. What does that mean? Coke bottles.
Coca-Cola.
Ask the waiter for a couple of Coke bottles. Gilberto Vera, early bird special. Must be, yeah. There's Brent. Okay, we're trying this again. I have been told that in no uncertain terms that we must try this again, so we're trying it again here from the great country of Mexico, where the drinks are stiff. I'm stiff. And so what are we going to order dinner, or are we going to go down the street for dinner?
We're going to go down the street for dinner.
So I'm going to be here for an hour while we just drink and eat chips.
Oh, we can have order something.
Okay. Okay. All right, cool.
All right. Because they have ceviche.
Oh, ceviche.
Yeah, and I know you like that.
I love ceviche. What we're going to do here is just, we've been talking about Jack Parr. Many of you are too young to remember Jack Parr. In fact, I'm too young to remember Jack Parr, but I remember my parents talking about Jack Parr. And this is kind of how he did his show. Just, you know, oh, really? Do you want to go get something? Okay, we'll be right back after we go out
in
the street.
Cigarettes and drinks.
And they used to smoke cigarettes on the set. It was back in the day when you could smoke cigarettes in
workplaces.
And
in the workplace.
In the workplace and also on TV, you know. So, and Johnny Carson was a big cigarette smoker. Jack Parr. There was the time when Carson was just puffing away in the smoke. I remember during the Watergate hearings, Howard Baker, the senator from Tennessee, just, that's the fucking smokestack, this dude. Just, now, what did the, hold on for a minute. The president, you know, who else was a big smoker? You just used to see guys with cigarettes, and they were always the coolest guys, too. Like George Moscone, the mayor of San Francisco, was always photographed with a cigarette. And I used to think, wow, that's pretty cool. And I think I saw President Kennedy with a cigarette. Hello. Are we going to order?
We're going to order the ceviche.
Okay. We're going to get an order of ceviche. I'm taking care of it now. So I really appreciate you guys hanging with us. The connection was so bad that it went to a recording. Now I'm getting a message here from Nathan, who is my brother. You know what, Nathan? I'll talk to you. Bro, ceviche, that's raw fish.
Mm-hmm. But it's that's, cured in
citrus. There's zombie meat out there. No, it's cured in citrus.
They made it for us, remember?
Yeah, they did.
I made it for us. Do you remember?
Oh, well, ceviche, yeah. I've had your ceviche, and I've had my ceviche, but I've never had this ceviche, and I'm not. Anyway. So,
Jack Parr.
But anyway, what I wanted to say was, we're back. We're at it here. I'm going to do an extra bit for you guys, BSPs. We're going to do an extra video cast for you guys. So, if you're a backstage pass person, when we get back from dinner, we'll also do an additional video for you here from Mexico. You'd figure this is the second time we've been to Mexico that it would get easier. But it gets tougher because they've only installed Wi-Fi here in the restaurant, and they don't have it in any of the rooms. And as I gave you guys the tour here, of the last night this place was rocking. They had a mariachi band in here. You may not think you like mariachi music. Drink a half a bottle of tequila and then tell me if you like mariachi music or not. I think the answer will be decided, yes, you do. Because your ass will be on top of a table dancing to that shit. Who's that? Is that a kid talking? Anyway, this place is, it's Sunday night in Mexico. It's Sunday night, Rosarito Beach, Mexico. Place is deserted. And we heard church bells.
And it wasn't yet 6. It was before you.
Yeah, so everybody's gone to church, man. And it's like, it's a real Mexican scene. Just, no, senor, we are off to church. Why aren't you at Mass?
Plus, it's December. Today's the third Sunday of
Advent.
Oh,
today's the third Sunday of Advent. See, some must Catholics know, or lapsed Catholic on this side, anyway. The third Sunday of Advent. We had brunch here this morning. It was fantastic. I mean, it was really good. In fact, you know, I've been on this diet, and I'm 217 pounds. I'm 7 pounds away from my target. But hey, like, I'm going to be on the diet when I'm in Mexico. Forget it. So this morning I had nothing bad. I mean, this to me is an extravagance. I had scrambled eggs, and I had actually tamales. We had fucking fantastic tamales, man. They were so good. Chilaquile and homemade tortillas, quesadillas. It's just like, forget it, man. The only problem with this part of Mexico, this time of year, is it's cold. It's like California is. It's, you know, 60s, 50s and 60s, Baja, California. So, but the ocean is gorgeous, and the zombies are gone, and
the tequila is
affordable. I dig this. We bought two bottles of Don Julio Blanco, two, for $42. Now, those of you who know Don Julio know that that's almost like we robbed the liquor store, because that's the price of one. That's not even the price.
That's like $45 for one.
Yeah, I think one bottle is $45. Yeah,
in
the States, and we got two bottles of Don Julio Blanco.
They're making a profit.
They are. Yeah. I mean, why, you know, I ought to be just driving down here every month to buy my tequila, you know, except the gas, the cost of the gasoline is going to be insane, you know. But I couldn't believe it. And I think we drank half of one of the bottles last night anyway. And then Maria had a massage.
I did.
Yeah.
Today. Beautiful.
It was a great massage.
Marta was the massage therapist, and she was fantastic, and of course no English was spoken. I do speak Spanish, but I decided I would be quiet today.
Did you, now you had hip replacement surgery, as everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
And
double.
And you're doing fine, right?
Yeah, and they push on the, you know, like they do, and they elongate the buttocks to the thigh, and I don't wince, I don't jump, I don't, nothing.
Right.
I mean, I'm bionic, but I'm still...
You are, yeah. You've got bionic hips, yeah. Yes. But your shoulder is messed up. But they even dealt with that really good.
She did, yeah. You should tell them about what you're doing tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow, you'll be glad to know, those of you that, you know, look at these videos. See, most of you guys just listen to me, and I think that that's probably a smart thing. But for those of you that actually look at me, tomorrow I'm going to have a men's anti-stress facial.
Yeah. 60 minutes.
60 minutes they're going to be working on my face.
Ave Maria
again. 60 minutes they'll be working on this kisser. Good luck is what I say to them. But in all seriousness, facials, that's the only kind of massage I like. It feels fantastic. I don't know how to tell you. You know, they like just do stuff to your face. And why is the word face so funny? You know, if you drop the word face into most sentences, it's going to get a laugh. You know? Yeah, like, for instance, where did you sit? Put the word face into that. How many square
Are
feet
you
of
on
what?
FaceTime.
And I'm on FaceTime or on Facebook. And you're always on someone's face. Excuse my language. But yeah, I'm going to have that facial next door in their big ornate spa. This hotel dates from the 20s, right? Because if you go over to the spa, well, I mean, I don't know how old that is, but what I should do is take a walk.
I do.
But I don't know if we're going to lose Wi-Fi if I go down the hallway there.
Yeah, you will.
There's tile and there's all kinds of artwork and mosaic and all kinds of stuff here.
What number it says?
What's that?
At the entrance of the hotel.
Through these doors have passed the most beautiful women in the world.
Yeah.
Maria's like,
not recently.
No. Horse dung, my dear.
At least not yesterday.
Horse dung, my dear. Like, if you go to Lambeau Field and you go into the locker room, I saw this with the kids, it says, under this arch have passed the greatest football players in history.
Yeah.
And you look at that and you go, God damn, that's the historic Green Bay Packy. Did I say Green Bay Packy? Mm-hmm. Green Bay Packer
legacy,
yeah. And this thing here, man, this here hotel, I'll tell you, it's a hell of a deal. I think what we're going to do is this will be the audio track. No, I'm going to do a special show for the BSPs. That's right, when we get back. Hey, BSPs, be watching for tomorrow's special added video, because I will be shit-faced drunk by the time I get back to do that. We're going to go down the street to the restaurant's called...
Vince's.
Vince's, and they have fish. And Maria has gone in there and sat at the bar and had dinner and says it's fantastic. I went in there with her one time last spring, and I sat down, and I've got a really strong sense of smell, and it was like... Yeah, I had to split. But, you know, I can smell, man, I can smell it a mile off, you know. What I was smelling was like fish, but it was like kind of rotten fish or something, I don't know.
I think they hadn't like hosed down the floor.
The troughs, yeah, the fish
but
troughs.
They literally bring it off the boats into the fish market.
And it's true.
They sell it to
the restaurants.
Consumers on the sidewalk, but in the restaurant.
Is he bringing us ceviche?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that our ceviche that's coming here? Yes, it is. Yay! We're gonna get this ceviche. We're gonna get this here ceviche.
Ceviche and guacamole.
Yeah.
Perfectamente.
Well, look at that. What are these?
Saltine.
Oh, saltine crackers.
Yes, crackers. Okay. Uh-huh. And more chips.
Thank you, Juan Jose.
Gracias.
I'm trying to say it. Yes, please. Thank you. Yes, please. Yeah. Yeah. We'd like another drink, but don't ever take her drink away because she'll start to. Thank you.
Twist your arm.
Yeah, you'll lose your arm that way. So there is ceviche. And what kind of fish?
Pretty.
It's white fish.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's avocado, tomato, guacamole.
Yeah, guac, ceviche,
and the
thing,
masa
thing, drink, flour. Boom. Where were we? Is this an olive? There's a little bit of an olive there. Anyway, this hotel is like from the 20s. And at one time it was a big star-studded thing. You know, all the Hollywood people came here and shit. Now it's pretty much a common man's, you know, everybody can come here and play and have fun. And last night the place was rocking with this mariachi. These fucking mariachis were a riot. And I think I posted a clip of it, and they were like popping around and everything. I had everybody up on their feet dancing.
And hooting.
But we meet people here who are both from the States and are living here. We meet a lot of expatriate Americans or Americans that are not expats, but they still have homes here and live here. And so that's where that's at, you know. The reason why I'm probably not commenting as much on the things you guys are saying is I need my glasses for that, and I wear a kind of bifocally thing, so I'm constantly doing this, and it's just like drives me fucking nuts. Now what am I gonna do?
You're gonna read.
Am I gonna read? No. I need a fork is what I need. I'm gonna show people this then.
Ceviche.
How to eat ceviche. I have no idea how to eat ceviche. All I know is what do you do? You take these crackers. Thank you. You have somebody open the crackers for you when you're unable to open them.
I don't know why, but most places do that, saltines.
And then, I guess you take a little bit of avocado,
mm-hmm.
right? And, God, hi, Phil. Do you do this much? Yeah. Put that on there. Put some fish on that sucker.
Mm-hmm.
And like that. I've actually got two crackers working here, which is kind of lame. Is that a tomato?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure? I'm kidding. Sure. Is that a tomato? I've never seen one. Look. Okay, I'll eat it if you say so.
It's actually really
good. Goddamn good.
Mm-hmm.
Great tomato. Hell, man, it's good, you know? It just is. All right. We're getting the low connectivity signal again. So I'm going to sign off. Thank you very much. I apologize for the truncated version of this. It always happens every time we come down here. I got to think of something else next trip. But we will have a special BSP video for you coming up tomorrow, as well as audio. Thank you. Love you. From Mexico, never to return to the United States. I'm kidding. The bad news is we're coming home. We'll see you soon.